This is Improv Friday Radio. My name is Paul Muller. Welcome back. In this program, we will explore the new CDs that some of our IF members have recently released. Something like 50 new musical pieces are posted each week during the IF events, and now some of our members have compiled and released CD collections of their works. So what are some of the goals and methods used in creating a CD? How much work is it? What are reasonable expectations for a CD of new music in this time of enormous change in the music industry? We will ask these questions and try to get a sense of what artistic statements our members are trying to make with these new releases. In this program, we will look at new CDs by Bruce Hamilton, Richard Lainhart, and Jerome Poirier. A second program in the series will examine new works by Paul Bailey, Steve Layton, and Andrew McCants. Our first artist with a new CD is Bruce Hamilton. Bruce is a regular contributor to our weekly events and was part of the curation team for the Improv Friday Volume 2 CD. Bruce teaches composition, theory, and electroacoustic music at Western Washington University and is active in the Seattle area music scene. Bruce's new CD is titled Duopoly and features 21 duo collaborations from Improv Friday and Shorty events. The CD is available on the Spectropole label, and details are on the label's website at www.spectropole.com. The concept behind Duopoly is given in the liner notes, and I quote, "This compilation is the result of collaborations between late 2009 and late 2010 via the Improv Friday and the Society for Shorty New Music online musical communities. Most of these tracks are in some sense remixes I made of pre-existing tracks, ranging from enhanced versions to entirely new compositions, using the tracks as source material. Often improvisation was involved for one or both artists. Some pieces employ alternate tuning systems. Most of these collaborations took place within a day and often spanned continents." Like many of us, Bruce has been trying to organize his online output into some sort of permanent consumable collection. When asked why he created this CD, Bruce simply states, "It seemed like a good way to present some of my recent online motivated material with renewed focus. I have quite a lot of recorded music from the past 2 years, so I thought duos would make a nice focus. I have far fewer remix duos than multi-mashups, and this made the selection process easier as well. I picked pieces, one per collaborator, that I felt would provide the right amount of contrast and complementation, and I devised a track order that I thought was compelling." What software was used to create Duopoly? Bruce explains, "The tracks on this album use music and sound created and or processed in Reason, Metasynth, and Max MSP, which is then assembled in Digital Performer alongside process audio from my collaborators, which is also subject to treatment in the aforementioned programs. Process field recordings are often present as well." Album art always seems to be a challenge. Here's what Bruce did. "I took a lot of close-up photographs, and the one selected for Duopoly happened to be a close-up of a detail from one of my son's finger paintings on a window with a sunlight behind it." Bruce sees promotion of CDs as mostly an online function. When asked how he planned to promote Duopoly, Bruce wrote, "Social networking. I'm also hoping to grow awareness of the net label over the years through networking and future releases." When asked about the future of the CD in the 21st century, Bruce had this to say, "I don't know. I still want to make hard artifacts, but I'm also embracing the net label ideal. Any release provides focus and a reasonable quantity for a new listener to consume and relate to." So let's hear a selection from Duopoly. Here is a piece entitled Trom, featuring Bruce Hamilton and Paul Muller.
Thank you.
That was Trom by Bruce Hamilton featuring Paul Muller, a track from Bruce's new CD, Duopoly, on the Spectropole label. Our next artist with a new CD is Richard Lainhart. Richard is a composer and sound artist based in the New York area, and many of us are familiar with his minimalist-inspired ambient works. Richard keeps up a busy performance schedule in New York and around the U.S. Last summer, Richard appeared at the Schiphorst Avant-Garde Festival in Germany and the Netmadge 10 Festival in Italy. Richard often posts new pieces on Improv Friday and has an immediately recognizable style. Richard's newest CD is titled Cranes Fly West, and this is an album comprised of material from music presented at the Schiphorst Festival. Richard describes how this came about. I was approached by Ex Ovo to create a disc of new music for their label. Ex Ovo promotes itself as Music for Minimal Matters, and my first contact with them was when Tobias Fischer, an Ex Ovo principal and editor of Tocafi, an online contemporary music magazine, asked me to do an interview with Tocafi concerning my record releases from some years ago. I've since done several interviews with them, and Tocafi has been very supportive of my work with positive reviews and promotion of my performances. Ex Ovo will soon be releasing the official version of Cranes Fly West as a full CD release on their label, something that's been in the work for a couple of years now. The limited Schiphorst edition itself was originally a limited edition of 100 copies that Ex Ovo produced to support my performance at the Schiphorst Festival in July, and to promote the release of the full Cranes Fly West CD. As such, the limited edition version contains two tracks from the Cranes Fly West release, along with an additional two tracks I produced exclusively for the limited edition. So, the Cranes Fly West CD was a natural outgrowth of the Schiphorst Festival, and Richard's work was included as a way to document his participation in that event. How were the pieces chosen? Richard explains. In this particular case, I don't feel there is much of a common theme between the tracks. They're all my music, in that the structures and moods of the tracks are typical of my music, but in fact this is an unusual release for me because it contains two pieces for acoustic piano without processing. All of my other releases have been of electronic music. As I recall, we decided on the tracks to be included over a long period of time, after I had sent a bunch of recent music to Ex Ovo for evaluation. That is, I didn't have a complete mastered album all ready to go for them. So the choice of tracks was really a collaboration between us. Whatever theme or focus emerged was from Ex Ovo's input. Part of putting together a CD is the mixing and mastering required for the final product. So how much time did it take? Richard replies, "Not much, probably only a few hours altogether. As I mentioned, the tracks were all real-time recordings of live or studio performances, and I didn't need much post-processing. I spent much more time getting the best possible take of each track than I did post-processing them." "And how about the album art?" Richard describes the process. "I went back and forth with Ex Ovo about this quite a bit when we were discussing the official Cranes Fly West release. Years ago, I had bought a Japanese woodblock print for my wife of a design for a fan. The painting was by a well-known Japanese artist of the 19th century named Kishi Renzan, and was created about 1850. It's a rather minimal design of three cranes against a neutral background, and once we decided on the disc title, the choice seemed obvious. I've always liked the image, and it has the advantage of being in the public domain, so we could freely use it. The limited edition uses a modified version of that image for its artwork." "How will the CD be promoted?" Richard tells us what is planned. "Ex Ovo promotes on its own website, of course, and is quite proactive in sending out review copies to all the major print and online music magazines. I also promote the releases myself to my personal mailing list and to online resources like Facebook, Twitter, and the many music blogs and forums I read. And I always have copies of my releases for sale or trade at my performances when appropriate." "So where is the CD going in the 21st century?" Richard writes, "It seems, inevitably, that the role of the CD in the dissemination of music in the future will be diminished, if not eliminated. Not long ago, I would have said that CDs will simply die out, and fairly soon at that, to be replaced by non-tangible, purely file-based music. But that was before the vinyl revival that seems to be happening now. Vinyl never went completely away, of course, but after the advent of CDs, it became a specialist and collector's medium for years, and it seemed that vinyl would just slowly fade away, if for no other reason than musicians wouldn't be able to get vinyl records pressed anymore. However, there have been more vinyl releases in the last couple of years, particularly in the world of non-mainstream music, than I ever expected. Having said that, though, I don't think vinyl will ever return to anything close to its popularity in the pre-digital era. Nor do I think we'll see a major CD revival in 20 years. By then, I expect, CDs as a commercial entity will be nearly gone, and they'll just exist as specialty and collector's medium, as vinyl did, and as I suspect vinyl will again become. Personally, I can't help feeling that a physical CD release of my music is more real than file-based net label releases, but perhaps that's just my age. And I can't deny that internet-based file distribution of music has the potential to reach an enormously wider audience than a physical release. So I don't know. I'd like to think that music will still be released as a physical media in the future, but I can't really believe that to be true. It seems to me that eventually, except in a few special cases, almost all music will be released and available only as files." Many thanks to Richard Lainhart for his detailed recounting of how his CD came to be. Let's hear a selection now from Cranes Fly West, the limited edition. The track is titled "A Bell Above the Clouds," and here is what the liner notes say about it. "A Bell Above the Clouds is the result of playing an electric guitar with volume pedals into a series of long digital delays, then modifying the result with spectral transformation processes in the Kima, whose source is an excerpt from one of my older electronic works." Here now is A Bell Above the Clouds by Richard Lainhart from the Cranes Fly West Limited Edition CD. That was A Bell Above the Clouds by Richard Lainhart from his CD Cranes Fly West, the limited edition, on the Ex Ovos label. Our third artist with a new CD out is old friend Jerome Poirier, a musician based in Paris, France. Jerome is a longtime Improv Friday contributor and has recently started his own net label, Three Legs Duck. Jerome plans to release a series of CDs on his label, and he already has issued 6. Jerome has recorded his own segment to introduce his new CDs, so let's listen to him now in his best English. Thanks again for listening to Improv Friday Radio.
Hello, good evening. My name is Jerome Poirier. I live in Paris, France. I didn't graduate from any musical school. I actually took cinema video art at the university. I studied the bass guitar as a teenager and a couple of years at the cello as well. I've always been busy with musical projects between like improvisation, pop, hardcore, experimental, or acousmatic. I do like the possibilities internet can offer for music. I was really looking for something like Improv Friday for such a long time. My first post on Improv Friday is dated January 9th, 2009. So it's been a year, like. Paul Muller sent to me a few questions about Three Legs Duck, a net label I set up recently. So let's read the first question. Why did you decide to create a CD? What do you think the place will be for the CD in the 21st century? Well, I'm a live musician. I'm not doing really studio. So I didn't care about recording until I had an illness that kept me out of the stage for quite a while. So I got interested with doing music with the computer. When I met up the improvised community, I guess I had sufficient knowledge to work on pieces. I realized later on that I could, well, that it could be great to organize all the pieces together into albums. So I'm not really saying CDs. It's only possible on the net label to download the material. So I've never been like a big fan of CDs. I always broke the plastic cover. I always lost the booklet. The disc himself was often found under a bed covered by dust. So I think vinyls are like beautiful objects. The sound is great also. But I'm not a disc or a book collector. So electronic downloads are like MP3 or FLAC just suits me fine. I like the simplicity. Let's get the second question there. How did you assemble the collection, themes, focus? Well, so far I see three themes for my own release. Is the collage series are a collection of mashups that includes almost every improvised musicians. The fourth volume was the first release of the Three Legs Duck net label. The second volume is in progress. I guess it will take another, 6 months to be ready, maybe. The work series is the second one, so it has been inspired by Yuka Pickard-Kernivan's work. Basically, I'm doing a graphic score and a couple of sounds, and then I'm saying the whole package to musician I like. So maybe from Improv Friday or not. The musician, they have to include a part of the sounds in their interpretation. So the results are very like interesting. I was actually amazed to see how musician played the game and let this release happen. There will be another works release later, I guess, probably by a year, something like that. There is another series called Traits. So this is a collection of my own sounds. So they are like portraits. It could be from portrait of someone or something. This is something really between improvisation and acousmatic works. I posted every pieces in Improv Fridays. The first volume has been released January the 1st, 2011. The second volume is ready. It should be in February, maybe. And currently, I'm looking to release other musician works on the Trilex.net label. I'm working with a couple of great guys, but it's not really serious so far. So we'll see what 2011 brings us. Let's go to the third question, I think. What software did you use for mixing and processing? Audition for pretty much everything, and Audio Mulch for processing. How much time did you spend mixing and mastering? Well, I'm trying to be as quick as possible. I don't like a project to be delayed too much. When I'm doing new pieces or mashups, it could take actually ages. So adding the choice of pieces, the order, the normalizing mastering step, the online integration, the art cover, the liner notes, well, actually it's taking quite a fair amount of time. But it's worth it. I'm happy to put like more new music on the internet. So skip to the next one. How did you select album art? Well, I'm doing art cover and old posters myself. Have a tiny, tiny web designer background. So I'm quite comfortable on Photoshop and other graphic softs. How do you promote? Well, bad. I'm using basically Facebook, a bit of emails, a bit of Improv Friday. I'm talking about my projects to friends. And, well, that's pretty much it. That's all I'm doing. So, yeah, I'm very bad with promoting. Do you think you succeeded in your objectives? Not that sure, actually. The Net Label has been opened pretty recently. So it's too recent, I guess, like 3 months ago. I don't have crazy amounts of downloads. I'm very happy that the music is always available online somewhere. I'm really glad that I can work online with brilliant musicians and composers. And, I just hope that the efforts put on the Net Label will gather more people, more ideas, and more creations. And finally, Paul asked me to play one piece from the three releases. It's quite hard to choose one. They're all very different from one album to the other. Anyway, my choice is a piece from Dark Works, not the second release. This is something called Product. Steve Moyes did this beautiful piece, so enjoy it. Cheers. Thanks a million.